This is the New World Report. I'm John Baxter with Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Lima, Reuters, thousands of people took to the streets across Peru to demand the resignation of embattled President Pedro Castillo. Castillo has called those who oppose his government reactionaries, the enemies of the people. Joseph, what happened? A week ago, we had Castillo unpopular, but not so unpopular that the legislature has been able to remove him despite several changes in their directions over these last months. And now, demos in the street. Who's driving this, Joseph? Who benefits from these demonstrations?
That's a good question, John. You know, Pedro Castillo, the president of Peru, has been unpopular for a long time, actually. He's had a very unpopular term as the president of the country, mostly because he hasn't accomplished anything. The country's having severe economic troubles, and that's not only because of his presidency. It's also because of the pandemic. Peru is one of the hardest hit countries in the world after COVID economically. But I think the main thing right now is that the people are starting to lose patience, not just with the president, but with the Congress as well. They were hoping the Congress would impeach President Castillo. They tried. They just can't get the votes. And it seems like the people are kind of picking up on the momentum from Brazil. And while this may look different in the sense that in Brazil, they're protesting the incoming president of the country. In Peru, they're protesting the current president. It's still kind of in the same strain because both Lula da Silva and Pedro Castillo kind of come from that same socialist network in Latin America that's been implicated to tied to criminal organizations. Lula's been convicted of such, and Castillo's being accused of such. So I think that this is kind of, in some ways, could be kind of a growing movement throughout South America. And we're also seeing protests in Bolivia because they're protesting against the socialist regime in that country. So this could be something that starts to pick up and actually could not just be contained in Peru and could go to other countries in the region, including Colombia, who there's a lot of protests because the peso has had a huge devaluation in their currency.
I'm glad you mentioned Bolivia because we touched on it last week. Have those protests continued in the southern city? I don't remember the name.
Yeah, Santa Cruz de la Sierra, where the protest started, and it was right because of this, the census. But now, as of today, the opposition has declared, since they haven't met their demand of basically holding the census in 2023, they've announced a national protest, meaning that it's not just going to be in Santa Cruz de la Sierra, which is in the eastern part of the country, but they're looking to start protests in the western highlands as well, which is the stronghold of Evo Morales and the current MAS government.
Ernesto, do you have a question about Peru for Joseph?
So, Joseph, do you think there's an influence from what happens now these days in Brazil? Can this encourage Peruvians to protest more strongly against Castillo?
I do. I think this isn't unrelated. I think a lot of people are being inspired by the Brazilian protests. And you know, other countries in Latin America that have already gone through this presidential shift or this government shift are regretting it. Even in Colombia, where, you know, not that long ago, just a few months ago, they elected a socialist leader in Gustavo Petro. But they're having buyer's remorse. They're regretting it already. We're looking at the state of the economy. And it's interesting to me that right now Lula, who's, you know, not been inaugurated yet as the president, but he's traveled to Egypt for the climate change conference, where President Gustavo Petro from Colombia also is going to be at. And I think that alliance between Petro, Lula, and probably AMLO from Mexico is a very dangerous alliance in Latin America. And I think Latin Americans are starting to wake up to that reality.
Ernesto, what is your measure of Peru's relationship to Brasilia before these protests? Is it a distant relationship, or do they work together, Brasilia and Lima?
Well, it is a more distant relationship, very friendly, but it's nothing like the relationship we have with Argentina, for example, which is much denser than the one with Peru. With Peru, it's a good commercial relationship and some level of border cooperation. But it's a country that, I mean, things don't communicate automatically from one to the other like they do more or less in the case of Argentina. So I think it's very telling that, as Joseph was saying, there is some sort of association and inspiration coming from Brazil towards Peru, and maybe from Peru to Brazil too. This can feed back because it means that people are seeing things on a new dimension. They are really seeing things regionally and globally, and seeing that their domestic concerns are linked to worldwide trends We do see a worldwide tendency towards more totalitarianism, even in developed countries, right? You mentioned Egypt, or Joseph mentioned Egypt and Lula traveling together with Petro to the climate conference. What you see today in the world is that if you're a leader and you pay lip service to the climate and say, oh, okay, this is my overall concern, and let's fight climate change, then you have a free pass to do anything else, to censor your people, to create a totalitarian regime at home, to support other totalitarian regimes. But the international press and European leaders and global leaders, they say, okay, they are together in climate, and that's what matters. So it's very dangerous what you're seeing. Okay,
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Brazil in turmoil, Peru in turmoil, Bolivia in turmoil. There's a trend here. Joseph Umar, Executive Director, Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.